Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father God, we thank you for the opportunity to come in to your house and worship you and give thanks for all the things you've given us and the blessings that you bestowed upon us, God. We, at this moment, we ask you, God, to send your Holy Spirit, God, to dwell upon us, to bathe us in his Spirit, God, to teach us, to guide us, God, to love us, to show us how to love, God. We just ask that you come, God, that we may be and do and be molded into the people and do the things that you would have us do. God, we ask you just to lead this service, God, that it may be all about you and none of us, because it is about you, that we would bring you the glory, honor, and praise that is due you. God, we ask you to bless the elements, God, that will be passed out momentarily, that we would evaluate ourselves, God, that we have been living and standing and ministering and doing the things that you have called us to do. We ask you now, God, to forgive us of our sins, God, of anything that we have hidden, that we've done intentionally or unintentional, God. Whatever the case may be, we ask you right now just to put it on the blood of Jesus, to help us, God, to be closer and grow closer to you. Again, God, we ask you just to be with this service. Lead, guide, and be with everyone here. We thank you for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're going to do, not only in our lives, but, God, with this church, God. We just thank you. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
As the ushers are passing out the elements, I wanted to read to you the scripture that about love, 1 John 4:10. This is real love. It is not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son as a sacrifice to take away our sins. I like this picture because it shows a child, and we're supposed to come with that childlike faith to receive what Jesus has done for us. For this really is real love. It's shining brightly to us what Jesus did on the cross for each and every one of us. And we need to receive that, for it just exemplifies what he did. That is amazing grace on the cross, what he did for us. It's like a Damascus Road experience some of us have had, where it's like, wow, Jesus. And some, as the Hebrew name for Jesus is Yeshua. And HaMashiach means the Savior of the world. The Mashiach means the anointed one. Jesus was anointed. And we, when we take these elements, will receive again that anointing to continue on as we remember what Jesus did for us, because that's the heartbeat of his love. Fully Hebrew, but he died not just for us, but for all mankind. We're grafted in, and we are part of the family. And because of that, we have that royal authority. So I chose this picture of the purple cross because purple means royalty and authority. And we have that. But it's behind the yellow because with the baptism of the Holy Spirit, with the Holy Spirit in us, we have that power and authority we are moving in. But the blue background on the signs is, remember, blue means as the color of the priest wore on the ephod, that represents that he is also our great physician, our divine healer. We need to remember what Jesus did for us, and we need to walk. When we're taking this, we are taking again the remembrance of the authority that we have, the anointing that we have, because of what Jesus did for us. There is power in love. Now, I know you may think this is kind of different, but when I was looking through this and about love, I came across this. Jimi Hendrix said this line: when the power of love overcomes the love of power, the world will know peace. Jimi Hendrix, that was an incredible quote. For the power of love is Jesus. And Jesus is that perfect peace, that peace that surpasses all understanding, to guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. This is a troubled world. Jimi Hendrix had a troubled life, and he had a choice when he was caught, after being caught riding in stolen vehicles, a couple stolen vehicles, whether to go into the army or prison. He chose the army. He wasn't a good soldier, and so eventually, after about 13 months, he was discharged. But in that time, he was known, became known for his gift and talent that God gave him. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame describes him as arguably the greatest instrumentalist in history of rock music. Well, our rock is Jesus Christ. And we are his soldiers. And sometimes we may not be doing so well, but we're not going to be discharged. He has given us the gifts and talents to use in his army for his glory because of the power of his love. Because we need to not struggle for the power. We need to struggle and work together with unity for the power of his love, which is perfect peace, to reign here on earth. Because once the power of love overcomes the love of power, the world will know peace. For only the one true God is almighty and all powerful. And we have that power as we recognize what we are receiving and remembering what we have received of what Jesus did for us over 2,000 years ago. We need to love like Jesus. By this they will know that we are his disciples. So together, we are joining together, not for the love of power, but because of the power of love, of Jesus' love and what he did for us. We are joining together and taking these elements because of what he did for us. There was a devotion, and I had recommended Ash Wednesday started on Wednesday, March 5th, and I had recommended the Bible Gateway if you wanted to do any of their devotionals. Well, on the prayer for March 7th, there was a prayer from Ambrose of Milan, 4th century bishop. He said, O Lord, who hast mercy upon all, take away from me my sins and mercifully kindle in me the fire of thy Holy Spirit. Take away from me the heart of stone and give me a heart of flesh, a heart to love and adore thee, a heart to delight in thee, to follow and enjoy thee for Christ's sake. Amen. This time is for us to go before the Lord and ask the Holy Spirit to reveal anything, any unforgiveness, anything that maybe we hold against one another. Now, what it's recommending in 1 Corinthians 11 is to go to that brother or sister and to take care of that offense right now. But also I know that it's very important that if you can, to do that in the privacy. So if there is anything, even a little thing, a tiny thing, let us get that out on the table. But not right now. In your heart, you're saying, I'm going to go to that person later in privacy. And I will confront and resolve this conflict, this little bit of unrest in me. And I'm going to resolve that. So in your heart, just God will honor that and know that right now. But we need a unity that is incredible. And things happen. People get offended and other people don't even mean it. But there's an offense. There's an unrest. And we need to get rid of that. We need to get rid of that. And we need to receive what he has given us. The power of his love. Because not one of us should have the love for power, but of his power, the love of what he did for us. Our Heavenly Father sent His Son over 2,000 years ago. And as we celebrate coming up close to Easter and Resurrection Sunday, we celebrate what He did for us. Good Friday, because He died for our sins. And then 3 days later, He rose again from the grave. We have that power of forgiveness. But it is so important. We've seen it in several scriptures, the power of forgiveness. And what happens with unforgiveness, any unrest, we are grieving the Holy Spirit. We are quenching Him, and we need not to do that. So for us to be able to walk in the power of His love, we need to have it all fessed up. And we need to, even though it's not easy to go to one another, we need to go to one another. And then we need to talk things out. So before we go, because this whole service is His, every part of it, the prayer, the announcements, the message, and of course the worship, it's all worship unto Him. All active obedience is worship unto Him. So we need to do this with hearts that are pure to Him, thanking Him for what He did for us, and thanking Him that the power of His love, we can help love others, even those who are hard to love and difficult to love, and we can walk in that love and that mercy and that grace and that forgiveness, allowing each other to have our personality differences, and not fighting for each other's gifts, but allowing to receive the gifts and the talents God's given us and to use them for His glory. And rejoice and help others to use the gifts and talents that they have been given for His glory. So I'm going to ask Carl to play some music. I want us to take a few moments. You just pray, ask the Holy Spirit to just reveal to you if there's anything. Confess it. If there's anybody you need to talk to later, please do so at, you know, the appropriate timing. And then we will receive the Lord's Supper.
Amen. We're going to continue to worship the Lord with our offering time.
This is also a time of worship when we present to the Lord our tithes and offerings, giving back to Him just that portion, even of what He has blessed us with. So let us pray. Father, we do come in that act of worship. Lord, giving back to You, Lord, because You have said You would bless the hearts of the cheerful giver. Lord, that You would take this that we bring back to Your throne. You would multiply it. Lord, even as the young man brought the loaves and the fishes, and You were able to feed the 5,000. Lord, it is these offerings that You spread throughout the world, through that portion even that goes through the Four Square missions, but also, Lord, You make those provisions right here at home. And Lord, we ask You to multiply that according to Your perfect will. And we thank You for the opportunity even to give back unto You. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Oh, I can just do that, huh? I don't have to do that, right? So, sorry. Okay, I didn't have to undo that. But when I saw that, I loved in their video, they're helping people. They're going out and talking to people. And one guy was knocking on the door and handing a woman a pint of milk. And I thought, Lord, how can we be this light? This group, I'd never heard this group before, because the Lord just kept putting on my heart, we need to let our light shine. That is our responsibility, but we need to do it collectively in unity together, helping each other to keep that light lit. Because Jesus didn't die on the cross over 2,000 years ago for us not to be on fire for Him and have a light shining bright in the darkness. We are His hands and His feet. He is the light of the world. So sometimes we are the only ones that people see which represents Jesus. And as we continue to be in the Word, we're being transformed by the Word into His image. This group, I read up a little bit on them. They did this little light of mine, and then when they regrouped to get together again, they were named a different name. They went with LZ7. And then in 2012, they collaborated with the worship leader, Matt Redman, to release the single called 27 Million, to raise awareness of the modern day slavery. And it became the single hit at number 12 on the UK singles chart in February of that year. A music video was released alongside, which was filmed at the Passion Conference in Atlanta. So you can see that they, as like Delirious, another English group, they're Australian, but these groups have a heart to be a light. Not only have they been blessed with the gift and talent, obviously, of singing and playing music, but they are also using that to be a light and to help others, seeking justice and the goodness of God to continue on. This is what we are. This is a responsibility that we have. The Lord has given us His power, but that is provided only with that enabled responsibility to continue to be a light for Him. If we are not a light for Him, then we are not fulfilling our responsibility here on earth. Yes, we have His love. Yes, we have His amazing grace. Yes, we have His mercy. And praise God for all of that. All these over 3,000 or so promises. It depends on which one you go. Some say 7,000, 8,000. Some say 1,400. I'm going to go in the middle ground and say 3,000. But there's a lot of promises in this word for us to claim. The whole word is powerful. But you remember what enable, I went over some of the dictionary, to make someone or something able to do or to be something. Jesus died on the cross so we can be a light for him. We are something because of him. Remember when Jesus said in John 15, he said, I can do nothing apart from you, Heavenly Father. I can do nothing. I am nothing apart from him. We are nothing and we can do nothing apart from him. His power in us and then through us. It also, a definition was to make something possible, practical, or easy. I've told you that sometimes when you feel like you should go to somebody or something, as I've asked us, like if there's even, they were talking about this so much, but God, I could see, you know, like Jonathan was saying earlier, okay, he was singing that and Carl had gotten that. I had called Carl last night, told him everything, you know, was changed up. Please, you know, have this. So do you see the Holy Spirit working? And then Pastor Janet's song. See, I was covering the light a lot, but she was covering that we are strengthened in him. We are empowered in him. We are enabled by him. He is our refuge. He is our strength. He is our shield. He is our protection. And so anything that we are doing, if we are in his will, we are walking in his will. Nothing could stop us from doing his perfect will. It may try, but then God will just laugh and go, that's my daughter. That's my son. Don't mess with them. You're messing with me. I may let you mess with them for a while like I did with Job, but watch what I will do. I will work all things out together for good because they love me. They're called according to my purpose, and my purpose is to love me and to obey me, to love others. And that's their heart. I see it. I know it. And maybe there's a little bit of discord, a little bit of unrest, but they're going to take care of that. They prayed about that before the Lord's Supper. I know they're going to go to that person. They're going to take care of that because they know. And we need to remember that it's okay sometimes to agree to disagree. You need to come to a resolution though. We need to stop avoiding conflict because Satan is out to destroy families, to destroy churches, to destroy people by letting little things fester. There is much miscommunication. Have you noticed that anymore? People don't know how to communicate because of all this electronics and stuff. Especially the younger generation does not know how to communicate. Many of them, not everyone. And because of that, it's handling a lot. Have you heard on emails and texts, people have been majorly offended? Twitter? Yeah. Blogging? People have been offended because they're not seeing it correctly. Let alone in person sometimes, on the phone, the best way to talk is eye to eye. You can see the body language. You can kind of see and go, what did you just think I said? Because I see this body language that isn't saying what I said. And you can clear it up better. So the best way is person to person. And I'm talking, we need to remember this is with all relationships. So this is husband and wife. This is son and daughter to parents, parents to their children, grandparents to their children, to their grandchildren, grandchildren to their grandmother, grandfather, to their parents. We need to remember that relationships everywhere you are, you're in a relationship, you're in a neighborhood with a relationship. Even if you live alone, you have to deal with people. And you're going to get offended. Be on the road, you're going to be offended. I've caused offenses, not meaning to offend. I have been one of those that, oh man, I didn't see them. And thank God that they didn't get hit and they didn't run into me. And then when they do that in front of me, I thank God that I didn't hit them. We need to have a mercy and a grace for one another. And we are enabled and we can do this. This is possible. And it can be made easy by a heart that is totally and completely surrendered to the Lord. Yeah. Nothing can hurt me. Nothing can harm me if I'm in God's perfect will, perfect way, perfect plan. Look at what Jesus did. Instead, we have a heart that says, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. As Stephen said, you know, he was saying basically the same thing. The first martyr. We need to have this heart full of his love. because his love is full of his light, his life, his power. Remember, one of the other definitions was to cause a feature or capability of a computer to be active or available for use. And remember, our internet is the Holy Spirit tapping right into that main source of that hard drive, our Heavenly Father, because of Jesus Christ being our Lord and Savior. And that can illuminate and light up whatever revelation we need at that time to be a light wherever we are. It gives us that. Also, a definition was to give the legal power, the capacity or sanction. We have his authority and power with us, do we not? When you have Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you should. We should be walking in that authority, as we talked about a few weeks ago. Every step we take is our territory. And so if we are not walking in that authority, then we are not walking in everything that we have of what Jesus died for us to have. The power of his name, the power of his blood, the power of the protection of the armor of God, which is Jesus. The power of his word, the power of the resurrection, that's ours. And this is how we can continuously be listening to the Lord, because we have our hearts turned to him. We have that power to listen because Jesus is our Lord and Savior. We have that power to see what he wants us to see. If our hearts are humbled, are we listening? Are we ready? Are we really wanting to hear what the Spirit is saying? Are we really wanting to see what the Spirit is showing us? Because remember, Jesus said, I only do what my Father tells me to say. I mean, I only say what my Father tells me to say. I only do what I see is done in the kingdom of heaven. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We want that done. This is our responsibility, just as Jesus showed us. That was his responsibility. All to the glory of God. Whatever we do, all to the glory of God. So when we blow it, because we're human, I am too. As we saw with that whole time that I did the outline of the church service and then printed the wrong outline. I'm very human. My husband will tell you. In fact, Thursday night at the chapel service, I had everybody applaud. I just said, ladies, applaud. So they were all applauding. And then we stopped and I said, thank you, ladies. I said, because that applause was for my husband. Because I was having hormonal challenges that some women have. And my husband had to bear that hormonal challenge that some women have. And the husbands go through it. And so I was trying to catch myself and I was answering kind of short, really quick. And I, yes, I want, you know, and then I'd be like, and then, you know, and then I finally got better. And I said, I am better, right? You know, and I was better by Thursday night. I was better. I mean, but I was just finding myself and I was like, oh, honey, thank you. I'm so sorry. I was really trying to catch myself before I was responding in a like irritated, bad mood, and then I wasn't always catching myself well that way. And so then I was quickly, you know, catching it right after, but still I had inappropriately acted or reacted and responded wrong. And so I just told him, thank you. Thank you for being there. But did I ask for forgiveness? I mean, did I have to? I don't know if I asked for forgiveness, but forgive me. Okay, but I mean, it's like, you know, we have such a good relationship, like we knew, you know, I mean, like me just admitting that I was, you know, we were like, okay, we're good. You know, he goes, yeah, I know. And I go, it's so bad this time that I said, you know, I can't send myself to my room because there I am with myself. And it was like, I just wanted to get away from myself. And so I was just praying and praying, praying, God, help me get through this. Help me get through this. I know it's hormonal. Help me get through this. But this is life. This is challenges that we all face. We all face different, maybe you don't face hormonal challenges, but we all face different challenges. Maybe stress is getting to you, and so then you're acting or reacting in a way, and then you'll have to apologize later. But we need to have that repentant heart, that humble heart, being willing to forgive. Responsibility in the Bing Dictionary says accountability, the state, the fact, or position of being accountable to somebody or for something. Remember, the word says we will be accountable for everything, every thought, every action. So I don't know about you, but I really want to make sure I have a humble heart. I want to make sure that I have a heart that wants to forgive, that truly wants to forgive constantly, including yourself. A heart that wants to be that light for the Lord, that doesn't want to grieve or quench the Holy Spirit in any way or provoke the angels that God has blessed me to surround me, that encamps around those who are for Him. And we can be that light. Responsibility, something to be responsible for. Somebody or something for which a person or an organization is responsible. So we individually are part of the body of Christ, responsible to bring glory to our Heavenly Father. We, as part of the family, a pathway of hope, are responsible together, collectively, in unity, to bring glory to the Father, to truly love one another, forgive one another, support one another, encourage one another. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17 says, all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man and woman of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. This is why we have that power. Provided only with that enabled responsibility to do good works for Him, for His glory. John chapter 1, verse 1, and it goes on, says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning, it continues to go on, with God. All things were made through Jesus, through God, and without Him nothing was made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. When you weren't a Christian, you didn't comprehend it either. Until the Holy Spirit started tugging on you, and then you started recognizing. And then you received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And the light bulb went on. When you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, that's the light switch that turns darkness into light. The Word became flesh, and it goes on in verse 14. The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. When we were at the government for Tucson's government fellowship breakfast, then he was there, and Dick and Paul and I, and this gentleman that spoke, he has a doctorate, and he has taught many different classes. He's written books on the Constitution, etc. He has taught at U of A, and he was talking about when he was in Czechoslovakia, and he was teaching there for a summer, and he was talking to the people there, and they had a union strike, and that's when they, you know, struck against the government. And Benny was going from Cuba, was going, yeah, he knows what it is like to be in a communist country. But he said, how did you work this out to overrule the communism? What did you do? And they said, we kept being strong and speaking the truth. And Dick said, well, that was the whole, you know, because he was so educative. It was like, whoa. And at the end, it was like, that was how he ended it. It was so encouraging. I mean, it was great, all the information he was sharing. But that was like, so, you know, we're four square. We are four square. That means do not compromise this. Be firm, unswerving, but yet full of his love, his mercy, his grace, his kindness, his thoughtfulness, his gentleness. But do not compromise the truth. And as darkness is around you, do not compromise the truth. There is power in the truth when it is not compromised. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6 says, "For God said, let light shine out of darkness, has shone in our hearts, so as to be beam forth the light for the illumination of the knowledge of the majesty and glory of God, as it is manifest in the person and is revealed in the face of Jesus Christ, the Messiah." HaMashiach, Yeshua, the Savior of the world, the Anointed One. Genesis chapter 1 verse 3 says, "And God said, let there be light, and there was light." When we speak his truth, when we walk his truth, when we are being his truth, we are being that light. Psalm 18 verse 28 says, "You, O Lord, keep my lamp burning. My God turns my darkness into light." Do you remember that song? Give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning. Give me oil in my lamp, I pray. Give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning, burning, burning. Keep me burning till the break of day. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the Kings. Give me oil in my lamp, the oil, the anointing of the Holy Spirit. When we have hearts that are humble like Jesus, Lord, I'm yours no matter what. I am yours. That keeps the oil burning in our lamps. And then we can be that spotless bride ready for when Jesus returns. Excited about when he's coming. But then we are wanting to reach others. We are not giving up. We need to be fervent and persevering all the time. And not let little things get to us. And when they do get to us, then confess, repent, and then go on. But we need to remember, it's not about us. It is about him. And he loves and he's passionately pursuing others. He does not want anybody to perish. He wants everyone to have everlasting life and to live in that life more abundantly that his son Jesus died for us to have. And too many of us Christians are walking around wimpy. And we need to be hefty. But we need to be enjoying life. And saying, wow, yeah, a trial's coming. Cool. Okay, yeah. It's good because it's going to make me stronger. I praise you, God. I thank you, Lord. This hurts. But I thank you that in the midst of this hurt, you are still there. You are with me. And I praise your precious holy name. That you are the one that's going to help me through this trial. No matter how painful it hurts, you are there. We also have the prophetic message as something completely reliable. And you will do well to pay attention to it as to the light, shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. That's 2 Peter 1:19. We have the prophetic word, but we each have words. Prophecy is not just speaking something into the future. It is edification. It is the building up of one another, exhortation. It is comfort and consoling one another. We all have that gift from the Holy Spirit, and we should all be working in a prophetic gift in that way. It says of all the gifts to desire prophecy the most. But in faith, hope, and love, it says, pursue love. So desire of all the gifts, prophecy, but wrapped, enveloped, and empowered because of love. Everything that we do should be empowered by the love of our Lord. And we can then continue to work in that prophetic, because our responses, our actions will be that full of love. Psalm 119 verse 130 says, "The entrance of your word gives light. It gives understanding to the simple." We need to have that childlike faith. God said it. That settles it. I choose to believe it. This is love. And we need to love him and pursue him and trust him. Be kind and courteous as he was. Jesus was our perfect example. John 13, 34 through 35 says, "A new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." Philippians chapter 2, verse 4 says, "Let each of you esteem and look upon and be concerned for, not merely in his own interests, but also each for the interests of others." May we care for one another. May we show that. May we truly love and care for one another. And I encourage us to get together more during the weeks. During the week, not forsaking the fellowship of other Christians doesn't mean not just on Sunday. It means try to get together throughout the week to encourage each other, to help build each other up, and not with judgmental attitudes. When somebody's down, pray for them and don't judge them that they're down. You pray for them and you help them. And sometimes you just have to pray away or just maybe just be there in their presence or maybe give a gift. But ask the Holy Spirit to just work in their hearts and then build them up. Because sometimes people need that time of down for the Lord to be working. Be in tune with what the Holy Spirit is saying. What is he telling you to do? What is the Lord showing you to do? And then be obedient and do it or say it. Send a card. Send an email. Send a text. Send a Twitter. A blog. Be careful how you say it so it's not taken offensively. Best way is phone call or in person. John 17, 15 through 18. "I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world." We are sent into the world to be a light in the world because Jesus died on the cross for us to be empowered to do so. And then this short time here on earth is nothing. We get eternity in heaven. That's a promise to be excited about each and every day. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7 says, "For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, of cowardice, of craven and cringing and fawning fear, but he has given us a spirit of power and of love and of a calm and well-balanced mind and discipline and self-control." And this we need when we're out there in that darkness, because sometimes it is not easy. And we sometimes need that even at home. Sometimes home can be at times the hardest place to be a Christian. And we need 2 Timothy 1:7. And I like that amplified. Philippians chapter 2 verses 1 through 16, the New Living Translation. Says the subtitle for the beginning is, "Have an attitude of Christ." Have the attitude of Christ. In the New King James Version, the subtitle for verses 1 through 4 is "Unity through Humility." The subtitle in the New King James Versions for 5 through 12, I think it is, 5 through 11, is "The Humbled and Exalted Christ." And then the subtitle for 12 through 16 is "Shine Brightly for Christ." Listen to the New Living Translation. Is there any encouragement from belonging to Christ? Any comfort from his love? Any fellowship together in the Spirit? Are your hearts tender and compassionate? Then make me truly happy by agreeing wholeheartedly with each other, loving one another, and working together with one mind and purpose. Don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. Be humble, thinking of others as better than yourselves. Don't look out only for your own interests, but take an interest in others too. At this worship center, they were talking about it. Do you ever try to do things? And I have in the past. And then with my personality, if you haven't noticed, I'm kind of like expressive. And so I'm trying to come out, but, you know, it's been hard. But I remember for a long time, for years, I used to pray I didn't want to be this way. I did not like my personality for many, many years. My loud voice got me in trouble. It's just a normal louder voice than most people, even at regular. And then I'm just expressive. My mother, who wasn't a Christian, she did encourage me, though. She said, Karen, one thing about you, you feel life. She goes, when you see a butterfly, you go, oh, look at that butterfly. Isn't that like so cool? Can you see that butterfly? It's like so cool. And then this is my mom imitating me. If you knew my mom, that was not my mom's personality. And then she goes, and then your sister like Debbie, which I used to pray, I want to be like Debbie. I want to be like Debbie. I want to be like Debbie. And she would go, oh, look at that butterfly. Isn't that pretty? Isn't that just so neat? God created it. Isn't it beautiful? When you see us at worship, you know, when I'm visiting her church, and I'll be really worshiping, as I do here, and my sister will be, you know, praising and stuff. But she loves the Lord totally. Our joy shows differently because our personalities are different. And I remember in honoring leadership when I would be on worship teams and being told not to be expressive as I am, it was very difficult. Same as I have a natural vibrato, so on worship teams you're not supposed to use your vibrato. And it was very hard for me. I'd have to really concentrate. But then I was finally freed to be able to worship. And then thinking, well, as a senior pastor, maybe I shouldn't freely worship. But I am freely worshiping. Last night, when we were at the conference, I was kind of like, because I didn't know, you know, so I was kind of like not totally worshiping the way. And then the guy said, be free. You guys, you know, you don't have to do the setup. Don't worry about this mic squeaking or this and that. We're taking care of it this time. You guys just worship. Oh, okay, then I worshiped. I worshiped the way that I like to worship. I mean, if any of you have ever seen me and I'm into a worship song driving, I do have the seatbelt on. But, you know, I am moving that car. My legs are going up and down and then, well, one maybe sometimes because one's on the pedal. But, I mean, I'll be jumping up and down sometimes just rocking out. And then, but sometimes it'll be a hymn, a traditional hymn. And just be before the Lord because my heart is his. Then I know that I like bling, I like makeup. I would so do my hair like pink and purple and kind of wild, but I'm trying to, you know, dress a little bit more age appropriate. But I like that stuff. I just like, you know, I just like all sorts of stuff. I don't think there's anything I don't like. There's even some tattoos I like, but I wouldn't tattoo myself. But I mean, there's some pretty tattoos. But I just, you know, and I'm not going to judge somebody. I'm not going to go on there, you know. I'm just saying, you got somebody who likes I don't know if there's anything I don't like. Personalities, you know, and different, you know, races, food. Oh, I mean, I so would eat all the shellfish I could if I could until that manifestation of that healing happens. But we all have things. We all need to love and care for one another and tolerate each other because we're all different. We see that with the disciples, do we not? They're different personalities, yet they all loved the Lord, and they were all doing the Lord's work. They were all being a light for him. But there was differences. It goes on to say in verse 5, you must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. Though he was God, he did not think of equality with God as something to cling to. Instead, he gave up his divine privileges. He took the humble position of a slave and was born as a human being. When he appeared in human form, he humbled himself in obedience to God and died a criminal's death on a cross. Therefore, God elevated him to the place of highest honor and gave him the name above all other names, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Dear friends, you always followed my instructions when I was with you, and now that I am away, it is even more important. Work hard to show the results of your salvation, obeying God with deep reverence and fear. Some may know that verse as work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For God, again, this verse in the NLT, at verse 12, it says, work hard to show the results of your salvation, obeying God with deep reverence and fear. For God is working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases him, to be the light for him. Do everything without complaining or arguing. Again, I say, do everything without complaining or arguing. One more time. Do everything without complaining or arguing. I'm still working on that one. So that no one can criticize you. Live clean, innocent lives as children of God, shining like bright lights in a world full of crooked and perverse people. Hold firmly to the word of life. Then on the day of Christ's return, I will be proud that I did not run the race in vain and that my work was not useless. We need to walk in love, as Ephesians 5 talks about. Therefore, be imitators of God as dear children and walk in love, as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling aroma. We need to walk in light. For we were once darkness, but now you are the light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. We need to remember the power of that word, as slide 71 shows. We need to remember the power of the cross. That should be our gold, because that cross is our power of what Jesus gave us. This is what gives us the power in this word to proclaim and declare and pray and live in, because of what he did on the cross over 2,000 years ago. It was a bright light shining to others, and we need to receive that as like a bright light, seeing always in that power of what he did for us, because that light is the pathway to the cross for each and every one of us. We are that pathway of hope. We are that pathway of light to others, helping them to know Yeshua, Jesus, the cross, to receive that anointing that comes from him. He is the light. Therefore, Yeshua, Jesus, spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who walks in me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. He is the fire that consumes. He is Yeshua that shines brightly to others. He is the Lion of Judah, and we need to walk out in that authority, because our lion is bright, and he can bite the lion that is trying to devour others, because his teeth is much bigger. It is full of the light of the truth. Yeshua, who do you say he is? Jesus is his name. I did this for Vinny, but he isn't here. Yeshua es su nombre. Jesus is his name. And I hope I did it right for you. Did I do it right for you? That lower part is supposed to be in your language. Okay, I looked it up and Googled it, and that's what I... So I hope I did it in your language correctly. Yes. The only name that saves is Jesus. Yeshua. And we need to continue to walk in the power of that authority. That purple cross, remember? That authority power. With the Holy Spirit. With the divine healer with us each and every day. We have had Lent. And we are in Lent. Started on Ash Wednesday. 2 Corinthians 4:6 says, let light shine out of the darkness. We should be celebrating. Ash Wednesday, this Lent period is a time of repentance. It's a time we should always have a Lent going on. We should always have a celebration of Christmas going on. We should always have a celebration of Easter, Resurrection Sunday going on. We should always have a celebration, I should have put this one first, Good Friday going on. We should always have that each and every day. We should have repentant hearts saying, thank you, Jesus, for being born. Thank you for living. Thank you for dying on the cross for my sins and all man's sins. Thank you for conquering death. And after 3 days, you rose again from the dead. Thank you for the power of that resurrection. Thank you for being at the right hand of the throne of God, almighty, all powerful, that my prayers go to you because of what you did for me and for others. Thank you for the power of your blood. Thank you for the power of your name. Thank you for the power of your word. And we need to love life. We need to live Lent. We need to transform the world, the sphere of influence, by the power of what he did. We need to love like Jesus. By this, they will know we are his sons. We need to rejoice and live that way each and every day with that light. So I have one more song. Is there anybody here that wants the baptism of the Holy Spirit? That wants that power? We have that power when we have Jesus as our Lord and Savior. If you're not ready, Eric, that's okay. I know we talked about it. And I'll be going more into it. I'll have some messages on it. I know the Lord's leading me into that. So you want to wait? You want to do it now?
I can do it now.
Let's pray.
Thank you, Lord.
Let's pray. Yeah. Yeah.
And then go home later. Read Acts 1 and 2.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Remember Acts 1:8.
And the word of the Lord says, from out of your innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. Mm-hmm. That is the expression of the Holy Spirit that brings that fullness of joy, and the abundance of God's word begins to take root within. And that's out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So, Lord, we just ask right now that in behalf of Eric's desire, for you to come and indwell him to that full degree, that fullness of joy, that fullness of the expression of your love in him, and out of the abundance of his heart, his mouth that speaks,
in
the fullness of joy.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord, that you have set upon him by your Spirit, and that the expression will come forth in the fullness of joy.
Thank you, Lord. Praise you, God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Baptize.
Yes,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you. Praise you, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Lord. Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Eric, remember what Paul said too. He goes, if you do not receive that right now, if your desire is to receive it, the Holy Spirit knows that. The Lord knows that. And so with Paul, it came at a later time. He desired it. He was prayed over. And he desired it and was prayed over and desired it and was prayed over. And it took a while for him to finally be released. And the Lord had told him, be still. He was telling him, just wait. In my timing, it will be released. It's there. And at my timing, I will release it. So you have received it. And in your timing, the Lord will receive, will release, I mean, your prayer language. Just keep desiring it and keep saying, Lord, thank you. Keep saying, hallelujah, hallelujah. And then maybe the Lord will release it that way. There's many different ways. Some people have just been driving or been doing dishes or something. And all of a sudden it's released. And so you never know how the Lord will release it. But just be willing to be waiting for his timing. And don't be afraid for it to be released. And then lift it up for him and for his glory. Amen, 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 yes, amen. So what did you just say, Mark?
That's right. So, okay, everybody, Margaret set us up for this next song. She said, dance. And the joy is on the Lord. So I told you I was changing this up, okay? We're having a little bit of Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, that's cool.
At the Dublin.
Welcome. Here you go. This is your light because of the blood that Jesus shed for you. Oh, you're welcome. There you go. Yes, there is. I made sure that there was enough.
Does anybody know?
I don't know, but boy, did I like that song. I wanted us to party because we are supposed to enjoy being a light for the Lord. Amen? So we need to have a good time. And then I'm going to give you two because... Your lovely wife, who is a light for the Lord. And then did I? Okay, one, two. Oh, I'm sorry. I got two stuck together. Okay, I gave. So you need, yeah, right? Okay. So, right? I'm good, right? That's the right amount, right? Okay. Okay. Cool. So I want us to remember to be a light and to be four square for him. Now, we're going to have our prayer altar ministry, so I'm going to go relieve Pastor Janet, and then, but I want us to have that. Dick, you're going to, and Betty, you're going to do the prayer altar ministry. We'll also worship, but remember, still be happy and rejoicing, being a light for the Lord. And then I'll do the prayer of benediction.
You are brighter than my darkest night.
Jesus, in this week, let us remember your words, Lord, to break through.